Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. Patients who have overcome pediatric cancer have a lot to celebrate. They've tackled one of life's biggest challenges and survived. As survivors of childhood cancer, though, they have unique medical needs and should be aware of how their childhood cancers could affect them later in life. Doctors at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh of UPMC believe they have an obligation to educate survivors about their future so they can be armed with the necessary information to take charge of their health.
Cure rates for pediatric cancer have changed dramatically, and just 40 or 50 years ago, the cure rate for most childhood cancers was 15 to 20%. The overall cure rate now for all cancers in childhood is 80%. Childhood cancer survivors are really prevalent in society. It's estimated in 2010 that one in 500 individuals is a survivor of childhood cancer. It is critical for survivors to understand their treatment and late effects, primarily because many of them were 4 years old or 14 years old when treated. And at some point in time, they'll be 40 or 50 years old in a doctor's office and really the sole party able to relay their experience and prior treatment. Because we know that they have late effects and because we know that early intervention for things like cancers or heart failure can have significant impact on improving quality of life survival, it's imperative that they know the special needs that they have at a young age. Long-term follow-up of pediatric cancer survivors is a critical obligation of those of us that provided the treatment to cure them. The treatment was necessary in order to obtain a cure, but we do know, based on those toxicities, they are at risk of medical conditions that give them unique medical needs. We have limited opportunity to educate survivors because they are now in internships, externships, relocating to other areas of the country, and face-to-face visits are really very limited. It's our opportunity to impart education on them and empower them so that they can work as members of the healthcare team with the oncology specialist and the primary care physician to be sure that they have all the medical needs met that they have. Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh Survivorship Clinic is actively involved in a number of research projects. One of the most important contributors to our knowledge on the late effects of childhood cancer therapy is the Childhood Cancer Survivor Study. We are one of 27 institutions that are part of that study involving following about 28,000 survivors of childhood cancer that were diagnosed and treated between 1970 and 1999. This is the body of information that has allowed us to understand that they do have premature organ dysfunction and problems with fertility and other issues. So that cohort now, the individuals are in their 40s and 50s. It will be imperative to continue to follow them over time to better understand the aging process as these survivors continue on in life. We also recently received a grant from the Hyundai Hope on Wheels Foundation to develop an interactive website to try to bridge that gap to improve the communication between the face-to-face visits. It will have secure areas where the survivor can connect with the team and ask questions, whether it's about an upcoming visit or a test result. We'll be able to have video testimony, personal testimony from survivors trying to impart that information onto other survivors as to how critical it is that they understand the treatment that they had as a child and follow through with the recommendations that we have.
As patients move from disease surveillance to being considered cancer-free, it's important that physicians educate their patients on the long-term effects of their cancer so they're armed with the information they need to ensure a quality life.